Proclamation number 7210 of 18th of October, 1958. Urgency of preaching the doctrine of love. The gospel of love cannot be proclaimed enough among men. That is why Roman 1, as the man Jesus, said to my disciples, "Go out into the world and teach all nations." For what every person must know is that he should fulfill my commandments of love in order to become blessed. Blessedness requires light and strength and freedom. And the human being is unfree, powerless and of dark spirit, and if he wants to attain light and strength and freedom, then he absolutely has to live a life of love, for love is the strength. It is the fire from which the light shines and which restores the being's former free state in which it was originally created. Everything. Knowledge, i.e., realization, power and all bliss, is rooted in my commandments of love. That is why people need to know, and my disciples should bring this knowledge to them. This was my mission then. And this is also my mission to you today, who want to serve me as my disciples of the end time. For the time being, I have introduced you to the knowledge myself so that you can now pass it on. But I was only able to kindle the light in you through your willingness to live a life of love. Without loving activity, you cannot become enlightened. And your willingness to love made it possible that I was able to instruct you like my first disciples in everything a true teacher needs to know if he wants to walk amongst them again for the benefit of his fellow human beings and bring them light. And so that they can receive the light, so that they will be able to understand what you teach them, they must first listen to the divine teaching of love. The divine spark must be ignited in them. Only then will they be able to absorb and understand further knowledge. It is of little use if they are presented with much knowledge which they only accept and process with their intellect if their heart is not involved, because the divine flame of love has not yet been able to flare up in it. Words will only ever remain which do not leave a deep impression. For the word will only come alive in the human being when the heart is willing to love. And therefore the proclamation of the gospel is extremely important and should never be neglected as secondary when my word is conveyed to people through you, my servants of the last days. People must be told what they have to do or refrain from doing. They must be advised to consciously work on their souls so that they will one day take a stand on it themselves, so that in hours of inner reflection they will give account to themselves as to what extent their nature reveals love, and they must be admonished to work in love, for the term works of love has already become so alien to them that they cannot imagine anything right about it. Precisely because the spark of love is not yet ignited in them or only glows very faintly, so that there is the danger of it going out if my disciples don't help them again and again by proclaiming my word. People must learn through you that they only walk the earth in order to shape themselves, i.e., their nature, into love. They must know that their original nature was love and that they were perfect in this nature. That they have become imperfect because they rejected the illumination of love from me, and that they can only become perfect again when they change back to love and thereby relinquish their former resistance against me in order to be completely permeated by my love again and can then also be called blissfully happy again without limitation. This is your task, you who want to serve me, and I will bless you and your work. For love is my fundamental nature, and only through loving activity can you unite with me again. And therefore only love shall ever be preached, and therefore my gospel shall be proclaimed throughout the world. Amen.